Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now it's week two of Study Hub, the RTE Radio 1 podcast that aims to give you the tips and tricks to help you do your best in the Leaving Cert. And joining us to preview this week's episode is Study Hub's presenter, Maura Fay. Maura, what's coming up on Study Hub this week?
So Sarah, this week we are looking at ordinary level maths, biology and French. In ordinary level maths, there are two papers. Topics for paper one include algebra, complex numbers, functions and graphs and financial maths. Paper two features things like trigonometry, geometry and statistics. All the fun stuff. I chatted to maths teacher Jean Kelly from the Institute of Education and she said sometimes people are tempted to leave topics out in their revision such as geometry, but she stressed you really shouldn't do that, and she suggested that students follow this revision guide between now and their Leaving Cert.
Well, there's technically seven topics of paper. There's 14 topics overall, and I know now there's 12 weeks. So I would have said 2 weeks ago, do a topic a week. Maybe for the first 2 weeks, do two topics a week. And then for the last 10 weeks, maybe just stick with a topic a week. I'd be concentrating on exam papers now. Just literally eat the exam papers alive.
Yeah. Because it's not about looking at a textbook and that. It's about you want people to drill those exam papers.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the best way to do any kind of ordinary level subject, and especially maths, because they tend to kind of ask the same thing over and over again. I know that sounds really bad, but they do. Yeah. And if you go through all the papers, you'll start to see the patterns yourself and the way the questions are phrased, the type of questions that are going to be asked and the topics that are going to come up.
So people, take your time then with the exam paper, then that's your advice. Go through it. And
100%. Yeah. Just constantly, just every day, maybe do maybe half an hour a day. It's like practicing a sport. You'll get better at it if you just keep practicing. So if you do maybe 30 minutes every day, seven days a week, can you imagine doing two Leaving Cert questions in 30 minutes and doing 14 questions a week? Sure, that's all of the papers on a topic done.
Yeah, because sometimes people think, oh, I need to spend 2 hours on this.
Not at all. No, you don't need that much at all. Half an hour every day.
And what then about the biology exam, Maura?
This was actually my favourite Leaving Cert subject, Sarah. I just found that the questions were straightforward and you didn't have to write big, long essay questions. Having said that, the syllabus is quite broad. There's a lot to learn and memorise. Andrew Cusson, who is a biology teacher with the Dublin Academy of Education, has this advice on how students should approach learning definitions and drawing diagrams.
You still have to learn off definitions. Now, there's certain keywords they are looking for. If you have those keywords in there, you will absolutely pick up your marks for it. So just be careful to make sure you're looking at the previous marking schemes, looking for exactly what they have asked and what they've been looking for in those marking schemes to get your marks. You should expect definitions to make up about 15 to 20% of the overall grade. Okay. So it is quite a lot, but a lot of definitions are quite short. So there is no need to learn really long ones, quite short. Keep to the keywords and you'll be good to go.
You have a tip on diagrams as well. People tend to draw them too small.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm constantly saying this to my own students as well. Diagrams need to be big. Draw them half a page. It does not need to be the most artistic pieces. We're not looking for fantastic drawings. We're just looking for, you know, a brief outline of what something might look like. For example, if you're asked to draw the digestive system, they're going to be looking for the mouth. So draw something that resembles a mouth, something that resembles the stomach, something that resembles the intestines, but does not need to be perfect. Labels are the most important component. Okay. So clearly label your diagrams, and that's where the marks will be going towards.
Finally then, Maura, what about tips for the French exam?
So we have Nick Gris from Face à Face Grinds to run us through the French exams. He's a lot of good tips about learning your vocabulary, translating text, common topics that come up such as homelessness, sport and new technologies. Now, some people are against learning off written answers by heart, but Nick explained to me why he's a proponent of it.
Hello. Well, I'm a big believer in learning things off by heart, especially if your French is low. If your French is poor, learn your content will give you the confidence that what you're going to say will be correct. And actually, I when I studied English back in college, I had this English teacher who said to me, Nick, what are you doing? This doesn't make any sense. What I said, but I translate. I translate from French into English. No. You're going to learn the ideas the way the English people speak. I said, oh, okay, fair enough. Okay, so I started to do this, learning things the way English people express it. And yeah, my grade went up, you know. And that system, learning things in advance, because it gave me confidence, I kept using it. Even when I came here in Ireland, I remember my first job interviews, I didn't do very well in all of them, okay? Maybe. Okay. At least I felt good, you know, because I knew what I was going to say. I had everything prepared, you know?
Yeah.
So I tried to figure out, okay, what question they can ask. Then I learned my answers off, and I imagine at home the interviewing asking me the question and me giving the answer. So it helped me. I felt strong.
Excellent advice as always. Maura, where can people get these Study Hub podcasts?
Episode 2 is now available wherever you get your podcasts and other platforms like TikTok and YouTube. On next week's Study Hub, we are discussing the higher level maths paper, business studies and Spanish. And if anyone has a question on those subjects, feel free to drop us an email, studyhub@rte.ie, and we'll get our experts to answer it.
Maura Fay, thank you very much.